Welcome to episode 2 on Blood, Sweat, and Words. Today I'm interviewing Stephanie Spicer, an extraordinary voice actor, and I mean extraordinary. I know this because I've worked with her through ACX. She narrated my latest audiobook, Midnight Magic. It's a goosebump experience to hear someone else record your work and read it out to you. And when she's as talented as Steph, oh my goodness, it's absolutely mind-blowing. She nailed my main character completely. Anyway, enough about that. Let's get on with the show. Stephanie Spicer, a voice actor, talks about audiobooks. Steph grew up in sunny Florida and spent a good deal of time as a wide-eyed child in theme parks. There, she learned a lot about the power of stories. Since then, Steph has dedicated herself to telling stories as a historian, writer, and performer. Steph received her master's in history from the University of Virginia, focusing on the history of vaudeville and burlesque theaters in America, while also acting, singing, and working backstage on numerous theatrical productions. She has dedicated herself to bringing her skills as a storyteller and performer to all her voiceover work. Steph lives in Brooklyn. In her time off, she enjoys long walks with her dogs, baking, knitting, and watching British television. So how are you doing, Steph?
I'm well. How are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks. I'm so excited to talk to you in person. I've only talked to you via email before. So can you tell us how long you've been a professional voice actor?
Going on just about 2 years now. I started about 2 years ago.
That's amazing. How'd you get into the business?
So I had a job prior to starting this where I was in kind of a very corporate environment, and they had tapped me to do some telephony for them to record. We had some phone lines that needed recording. So I did a lot of, you know, press one for, press two for, and I found myself really enjoying doing it. And when I left that job, I was like, oh, that was a thing that I really liked doing. I wonder how you get into that world. And just kind of started exploring and did some training and found my way to it.
Fantastic. So what's your typical day like?
So typically when I'm recording, I have two dogs, so they wake me up early in the morning and they go on their way. Oh, as if on cue. There's a fly in here and she's very angry at it. Oh. Mabel, come here. So they wake me up very early in the morning. We typically go for a walk and then, I will kind of do some, hold on, let me get her. Okay. So she stops barking at this fly. Hey, come here. Sorry, baby girl.
So you go for a walk. Yeah.
And then, I'll do a little bit of like kind of administrative work in the first part of the morning to just let my voice have time to warm up and to get awake so that I don't sound like I'm super sleepy. I'll, you know, drink a cup of tea and get some emails caught up on and things like that. And then I'll go into the booth. I have a booth in my apartment. So I will spend some time in my booth. And, you know, every day is a little bit different as far as how long your voice can go for and when you need to take a break. So I try my best to just kind of listen to what the needs are of my voice and my body on any given day, you know, while paying attention to when my deadlines are coming up. But most of the time I spend most of the day in the booth and then take breaks to do the other work that I need to get done.
So when you say a booth, do you mean like a separate room? Like what is a booth?
So it's like self-contained. I have a whisper room. There's a bunch of different companies that make them, and it's a little sound resistant space that has a door that I go in. It's in my office, and it's just I kind of go in and shut myself in there to work on whatever I'm recording.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Everything's complete in there. You've got everything you need. Do you do exercises to warm up your voice or just a cup of tea?
I do. Yeah. So I am also a singer, so I have a lot of kind of vocal warm-ups that I learned when I was taking voice lessons pretty consistently, and I've done stage acting, so I have a lot of tongue twisters and things like that that I have learned from doing that. So depending on where I am on any given day, where my voice feels, it kind of gauges how long I spend doing those. And sometimes, honestly, I have, the complete William Shakespeare, and sometimes I'll just flip to a page, open a page, pick whatever my finger lands on, and use that to kind of get into diction and paying attention to how my voice sounds.
Ah, good tips. And what do you find challenging about working on audiobooks?
I think the biggest challenges are often, the same ones that you have in any acting project, is, really getting into characters. And I think with audiobooks specifically, you can kind of start feeling like you have dissociative disorder because you're jumping from person to person to person to person in quick succession. Mm-hmm. So really getting ahead of time, I think the prep is the important thing, like just knowing in your bones, who these people are, so that it becomes very easy when you get to the next person to just slide into. I use physicality a lot. Physicality that doesn't take over the microphone, or that you can't hear in the microphone, but ways of sitting or ways of holding yourself that kind of help you be like, okay, I'm this person now, and now I'm this other person, and this person is a little bit hunched, and this person holds their chest out a little bit more, to kind of get you in that space.
Oh my goodness. Because I found you really do characters very well. I didn't realize how much acting was involved in it. How many audiobooks have you completed?
There are five now that are out and published. I have another one that has recently been completed, but is going to kind of come out with a whole series. So that whole series is slated hopefully for end of this year, early next year. And then I'm working on another two at the moment.
And so when you finished our book, you then send it to your editor and he compresses it, or what does he do? Or she?
So he does proofing, which means that he listens through and compares, what I've said to what's in the text to catch, little slip-ups or miswords or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And then once the proofing is done and I've recorded corrections, he goes through and does mastering, which is still very far above my head, but all the work that happens to get the audio into the, the clear, really nice form that it sounds good in your ears once it's published.
And it does. It just sounds so good. And what can you say you like about your job?
I've always loved performing. I've always loved being different characters. So that part I really, really like. I like the kind of independence of it. I like being able to work from home and do kind of structure my days the way that works best for me. And it's fun. I mean, I just, especially when you're working on a book that you really enjoy and that has good juicy roles, it's just an absolute joy to be in the booth and to be recording.
Oh, it sounds like you've got the perfect job for you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And the audiobook market is exploding. Are you feeling that as an actress?
I definitely am aware of it. As someone who's still new to it, I think that, I'm still in my initial phase of trying to get into the world and get as many jobs as I can. And I feel like, things like ACX and the availability of finding independent producers is really, really amazing for that. Mm-hmm. And I think that definitely when I'm doing, industry things, when I go to meetings and stuff, it's really the talk is how much more there is out there in the market now.
Well, that it's exciting, I think.
Absolutely.
What are you working on right now?
So I'm working on two things right now. I'm working on this second in a series. The first one just came out recently. It's the Annabelle Archer Mysteries. It's a mystery series, a murder mystery, and she's a DC-based wedding planner. And so the first one was called Better Off Dead. And now I'm working on the second one, which is called For Better or Hearse.
I love the titles.
Yeah, they've been great fun. And then I'm also working on a YA fantasy series called, the series name is Emerge. I did the first book, and now I'm working on kind of the rest of them in the series.
And where can people find you and your books?
So my website is just my name, stephmspicer.com. And all the books that are out are on Audible. So if you search for my name on Audible, Stephanie Spicer, all of them that are currently published pop up.
Fantastic. Okay, before we go, I have two more questions.
I am mostly a beer drinker, but I do like some bourbon every now and then. I just do a neat bourbon every now and then when I'm feeling fancy. And I also have some great memories of being in New Orleans. One of my really good friends used to live in New Orleans, visiting her and having some Sazeracs in New Orleans, because that's the thing to do when you're there.
Oh, that sounds like fun. That sounds like a lot.
Absolutely.
And, okay, do you have any final comments or anything else you wanted to tell us about audiobooks?
I just thank you so much for doing this, and thank you for choosing me to do your book. I had an amazing time. I thought it was really fun and exciting, and it was kind of the first one that I did that was a little bit more of a mystery, and I had a great time with it.
Oh, I'm so glad, because I really liked working with you. You're really easy to work with, and the result is just amazing to me. And I really appreciate you being on my show. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Next week, I'll be interviewing J.C. McKenzie, and the topic is Science Geek to Writer. Thanks for listening. Now it's your turn. What do you think about today's topic? You can leave comments for me on my website or email me directly. I'd love to hear from you. If you want to know more about me, check out my podcast website, bloodsweatandwords.com. You can also sign up for my weekly newsletter, which contains writing tips and information about upcoming podcasts. Now, if you really, really enjoyed the show, consider becoming one of my patrons through Patreon and help me pay my podcasting bills. And that's a wrap. I leave you with these wise words spoken by Robin Williams in the Dead Poets Society. We don't read or write poetry because it's cute. We read and write poetry because we are members of the human race, and the human race is filled with passion. And medicine, law, business, engineering, these are noble pursuits and necessary to sustain life. But poetry, beauty, romance, love, these are what we stay alive for. To quote from Whitman, "O me, O life, of the questions of these recurring, of the endless trains of the faithless, of cities filled with the foolish, what good amid these, O me, O life?" Answer: that you are here, that life exists, and identity, and the powerful play goes on, and you may contribute a verse. That the powerful play goes on, and you may contribute a verse. What will your verse be? See you between the lines.